were able to get on the board with a power play goal, but just how frustrating was it not to be able to capitalize on some of those scoring chances at even strength?
Well, to be honest, I didn't think we had a lot of scoring chances at even strength. So, you know, it wasn't a good start after having some time to rest. You know, I have to, you know, as a leader, I have to be, a lot better and set an example. Our line didn't do that tonight, so I'll take responsibility for that. Again, we're behind the eight ball to start games, which has been a trend as of late. So it's too hard of a league to play from behind all the time. So, like I said, I'll take responsibility. To come out and play a lot better to, kind of lead the way. And it just, our line, didn't have it tonight.
Steve, how do you fight through these sort of dog days of the season?
Well, I mean, listen, it shouldn't be that yet. I mean, it's only 40-something games in. We just had a break, so it shouldn't be that mentality for us. I mean, we should have been energized and refreshed to play a team that is one of the best in the league, and especially the game that we had against them last time, knowing what to expect, and we didn't play well for whatever reason. We're giving up way too many goals and having to rely on Vasi way too much, so we need to take a look in the mirror, starting with myself, and give more of a passion, passionate. Performance. I mean, it's just, you can't just go out there and expect to win.
Is this maybe a good time to get a road trip and get away and get together as a team? Or?
Listen, those are all, you say whatever you want to say, whether we're at home, whether we're on the road, we need to play better. And there's no sugarcoating it. So, like I said, I'll take responsibility, and the leadership group is going to take responsibility in this room. The belief in each other is what's going to overcome this little skid that we have. So no matter who's in the lineup, we know this group. We have confidence in each other, and we need to show it. It's not going to get any easier on this road trip, but there's no other way other than the guys in this room to go out there and perform better.
Was that the message here after the game?
That stays in here.
Cooper mentioned before the break, even with Hedy in there, you guys had some struggles defensively overall as a group. I mean, what are things are missing, you think, in your own zone? You mentioned passion is one thing for us, but
it's just attention to detail. It's just thinking of the right net. This group, when we're on our game, we're taking care of our own end, and we're not having to rely on Vasi to make 10 bell saves. We know the quality of goaltender that he is, and he's going to make those saves when there is a breakdown. But when there's multiple breakdowns, when we're not thinking of the right net, I mean, it's easy to say, but that's got to be the onus on us as players. And like I said, I'll take the responsibility. I mean, our line was -3 tonight, and a couple of those chances, were a direct result of us just not executing in our own end, and probably for me, I know I should have gotten the lane a little more, and not having to allow those pucks to get through. So it just it starts with the guys in this room, and that's how we're going to turn it around.
Steven, there's ebb and flow to every season, in any season. You talked about this is the most important time of year. Teams either pull away or teams make their move. Is that how important is it?
Yeah, I mean, listen. By no means is there panic in this room. Absolutely not. I mean, we've been through the highs and lows of a season before. It's just that, the good teams we've always talked about it just find a way to, let's be realistic. You're going to go on these skids, whether you want to say it or not. It's going to happen in a season. But it's just minimizing them and realizing what we're doing wrong. Right now, we're just not paying attention to the details of our defensive zone, whether it's off the rush or in the zone. And whether that, was kind of going under the radar with how well Vasi was playing and him making some amazing saves and not getting talked about, but we'll there's no other way other than to address that in the room, and we need to pay more attention to the defensive zone.
Anton Strelman.
Thank you, dude.
I'd like to say something.